One way to pay for a college education is to match all six lotto numbers, or there's a more traditional route, financial aid and college loans. This week on Florida Matters, we'll give you a glimpse of all the options available. In this preview, I asked USF's Damian Lovett about financial literacy among students.
That is definitely a hot topic that's being debated. How financially literate and prepared are students coming to the university from high school? The question that we usually will ask ourselves is, are they getting that at home? Were they taught by their families the concepts of money? And typically, no.
There may be a lot of parents who don't quite know the tricks, the ins and outs of financial literacy. So maybe it should be incumbent upon the schools at least to give them a little nudge there in 9th, 10th, 11th grade.
I would agree, and I would even say we should probably do it a little bit sooner as well, because curriculums have changed over the course of time. The expectation is on getting proficiency and mastery in other subjects. Mm-hmm. So typically, by the time students arrive here, we're trying to play catch up, because, you know, for a lot of students, this is the first time they've seen dollar amounts with that many zeros in it. And it can be a little overwhelming, especially if you've really never done it before.
Well, paying the bills can be stressful. Jane Swaby and Brian Shaw, students at USF we caught up to recently, they don't appear to be too stressed about money, at least not yet.
Yeah, I'm going to live my life for a little bit and let it kind of come upon me when it does.
If my bills are paid and I feel like I can just like have a little fun, then I'll go do it. Unless it's like super tight at the moment, I'll usually just go have fun.
Okay. That sounds like me sometimes trying to pay my monthly bills. Well, if I owe it, I don't know. I'll go have fun.
We've invested quite a bit into having students that we train sit with their peers and talk to them one-on-one about just about everything they want to know about managing their finances, having enough money for school. And as one of the students in the clip mentioned, waiting until a bill comes to worry about it at that point in time. And what we try to work with our students on is teaching them that, no, that's not the right approach, especially if you don't know where the monetary funds are coming from once that bill arrives. Because then it becomes a crisis situation, and, you know, students typically have a decision to make on whether they will not pay a bill or forego something else. So we try to work with them to plan and budget, which for a lot of our students, since we do a lot of outreach as well for student borrowers, because the student loans aren't repaid until 6 months after graduation, and my own theory on that is students don't really worry about it because it's not due until 6 months later. Mm-hmm. That's when a $20,000 bill comes. And pretty much nowhere in your life you're going to run into something like that where you've incurred $20,000 in debt, but you haven't paid anything on it.
Damian Lovett is with the Financial Aid Office at the University of South Florida in Tampa. Of course, there's a lot more to this. You can hear more about the cost of college and what's going on in the state legislature regarding higher education. That's on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30.